Hey guys, it's the CADcrest. Yeah.
The CADcrest.
Whatever. I'm not gonna start it over. Fuck that.
I love the CADcrest.
The CADcrest. With Womcrat and GPP. Shipmech.
I like Shipmech. That's
Shipmech.
A good
Shipmech would be pretty cool.
That would be pretty sweet.
So I think we're gonna give you a recap of our day two on the show floor.
Sure. Let's do that.
Let's do it.
We've started off at Warner Brothers and saw Injustice, the new DC fighting game by NetherRealms. Wombat, you talk to it. You're the big DC guy.
It looks really cool, actually. I was pleasantly surprised. There are certain things about it that I thought were kind of weird. I think some of their, like, Batman's stance looked kind of awkward, his standing, but that's kind of nitpicky.
GP and I are looking at each other.
I know.
Rolling eyes.
Eyes right now.
But
I didn't like his costume.
Yeah, I think that the Flash's costume...
There'll be more costumes.
But yeah, there'll probably be more costumes. But it looks like a pretty solid fighting... You know, it's made by the Mortal Kombat people. How bad a fighting game could the DC one be?
It looks really cool, actually. I'm not a huge DC character guy. But they kind of added back in what was in DC versus Mortal Kombat, where you bust through different areas, and each arena has, like, two or three different areas that you go through, and you can interact with the environment, pick up cars and throw them at each other, or electrocute people by throwing them up into like electrical lines.
Look pretty cool.
It does look cool. I was, you know, in a DC nerd kind of way, I was a little disappointed with the look of the Batcave because they did show that.
It was a little generic looking.
It was a little generic looking, and it wasn't like there are certain Batman things that if you're going to do a DC game and say this is the Batcave, that I think DC hardcore fans kind of want to see, like the giant dinosaur or the big penny.
I don't even know what that is. That I was excited to see the Batboat.
If I saw a giant dinosaur, I would be confused.
Why the fuck is there a giant dinosaur?
But there are certain people. I know. There's a large percentage of
small,
Batman fans.
Small percentage.
A small...
There's a large percentage of people in this room who know about that.
But to see, like...
33%.
I would have totally nerded out if they had the giant penny and Superman could pick it up and smash the Flash with the giant penny that's in the Batcave. That to me would make it
instead,
a DC game for DC.
Instead,
fans.
They went with the Batmobile. You could
use the
Batmobile and the Batboat.
Yeah, but the Batmobile, you know, it wouldn't have been as exciting for me as that.
I'm surprised that there's no mention of any of like DC comics or superheroes or anything in the title of the game. Like, how are people supposed to know that this is a DC fighting game?
Maybe the giant picture of Superman on the cover.
Maybe. But from the title, though, I don't know. That was surprising. I think you think you'd have, like, you know, Injustice, like, DC comic fighter.
The DC nerd in me really wants to know what the other... I'm more excited about what I don't know than what I do know. I want to see who they're going to announce next.
All right. There was no fatalities or anything.
DC won't allow fatalities or blood.
They have. It looked like signature.
Oh, the super move. They did show the super move.
Pretty sweet, actually. The Flash's and Superman's signature move were really cool. Batman's doesn't seem as grand as Superman's.
No. Well, Superman flies into the space.
Yeah, guess what? Batman can't do any of that.
I know.
Batman is a human who would die when he gets. Yeah, as soon as Superman hit him.
Flash runs around the world and then comes and punches you in the face.
And it's so awesome. And then Batman's was like, oh, and I'm going to throw a batarang at you now.
That's what he does.
I know.
That is why I'm not a big Batman guy.
They could have dressed it up a little bit better. Like something.
Made the batarang. This is a bigger batarang that I'm throwing.
Giant penny.
You know what? People are listening to this right now, and they're going to comment about what assholes you guys are because the giant penny is badass.
What else is new? All right, what else we got?
It's true.
We also, at Warner Brothers, we saw that Lord of the Rings.
Oh, yeah.
The Xbox MOBA. Live Arcade, PlayStation Network, MOBA, right?
MOBA.
Look at you remembering these acronyms. What's it stand for?
It stands for MOBA. It stands more
Online Battle Arena.
Yes,
yeah,
it is.
Yeah, very good.
I thought it said for morons and only buy.
I was actually surprised. I didn't know it was a downloadable.
Yeah, I'm more interested in now that it's a downloadable. It looks like a good starting point for getting into that genre.
Right.
And especially since it's really going to be... Is there a one of that scope on a console? I mean, Awesome Knots is close, but it's not...
I didn't understand Awesome Knots, really. Like, it confused me with, like, the 2D.
Oh, I enjoyed that game.
This one made a little bit more sense because it was overhead isometric.
Yeah.
So, and I get what the characters are, since they're all Lord of Rings. They all come, like, kind of pre-packed in. That helps
a lot.
That and there's a lot of characters in that game, too. They showed off, what was it, over 20 that they showed?
I don't know.
They said that there were going to be over 20 heroes when it launched, and then they were going to be adding more.
Yeah, and it looks like there's a lot of unique, fun characters to play as, which, you know, Lord of the Rings definitely lends itself to. So that's actually a game I want to see more of, and I know it's coming out more sooner than later, so... I'm excited for that.
And then we got our hands on the Wii U at the Warner Brothers booth.
First time.
Yeah, right? We played Scribblenauts. Why is this on this console? I believe that's the acronym.
Right. Why is this, yeah. Well, it looks cool. They've added
it wasn't
cool
why
stuff.
Is this on this console. Yeah. It is why, what is this Wii U? Like, it that was less a problem with Scribblenauts and more a problem with how to figure out, like, yeah, what to do with the Wii U.
That controller, it's like playing a game with a book. Holding that controller, it's like the size of
hefty.
It's like playing a game. It's like holding a phone book.
I find the
If you want to know what playing the Wii U is like, take your Xbox controller, tape it to a phone book, and hold it and play a game.
It's much lighter than that.
I was surprised. I was surprised how light it felt.
Yeah, it's very light. It almost feels too light. It almost feels cheap.
I doubt it's cheap.
Well, no, I mean the build quality is cheap. I'm sure the price of it is not going to be cheap. But it has that same feel as what the Wiimotes have now, which they feel a little bit...
Plasticky.
Yeah.
Light plastic.
Although the touchscreen worked better than I thought it was
going to. It worked all right for you. Cheapy was having problems with it.
Oh, interesting, because I had no issues. Then again, my hands are about a fourth the size of Cheapy's.
I was having problems
typing the words in with Scribblenauts, but... I was having more
problems.
You mean
urinating hobo didn't type in as easily as you thought it would?
Right. The bigger distraction was looking down, like knowing where to look. Like, do I look at the TV? Do I look at the screen? And I understand the whole appeal of the Wii U is that if you have somebody else watching TV in your house, this is, you know, works as a dedicated screen. But in terms of the integration with games and using it with
the TV. It's distracting.
It's distracting, and I didn't know where to look. And... like, one of these things doesn't need to be here. Either the TV...
It was the TV.
Yeah, it was the TV.
The TV did not need to be there for this game. You got less... It was pretty much you saw the same thing on the Wii U controller screen as you did on the TV. But you got less information on the TV screen because, like, when you pulled up the keyboard, you didn't see the keyboard on the screen.
Right, but you're not going to look at the screen while you're typing.
On the things. But there's no reason to... Unless you want somebody to be watching you play Scribblenauts... There was no reason to have it. But Scribblenauts itself, let's talk about the game.
Game looks really cool.
It's cool.
The game looks perfectly fine as a Scribblenauts game. It's the first foray into console gaming for Scribblenauts. I don't think there's anything to complain about.
Is this the first one on console?
On a home console, yeah.
Yeah, they changed stuff up. It's not just like solving the puzzles anymore. It's more integrated into the world.
You can make your own objects.
Yeah, I mean, they just keep on expanding on this idea. It's just going to get better.
Now, is this going to come to the iPad for like
$3?
I'm sure it is. I mean,
I can't imagine
it. Because I would rather play it on iPad for
$3. Well, that's just it, is that it feels more like, it almost feels like an iPad game.
I mean, this, as my first Wii U experience, like playing a real game that's coming out, I was pretty underwhelmed. Like, I don't think I would dedicate an HDMI port. A very rare HDMI port in my, you know, in my home system to this Wii U at this point.
What's next?
Next, we checked out Metro Last Light.
Okay.
The follow-up to Metro a year, 2033. Yes. I think that was the year.
Well, you guys both played Metro 2033, and I did not.
Did you finish it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was excellent.
It was excellent.
This one, we saw it last year at E3, too. And last year, they showed some, like, pretty intense action scenes.
Mm-hmm.
And this year, it was more outside scavenging type of scenes. It still looks great. I didn't think the demo this year was as good as what the demo was last year.
Definitely not. Because last year, they showed, it was all, like, basically a lighting, an expo on lighting. Like, here's how you do a dimly lit scene in a first-person shooter. And this year, it was just outdoors. But
I thought it looked great. As someone who has not played Metro 2033 and did not see last year's demo, I was thoroughly impressed and want to play more of it.
You should play the first one.
I know. I really want to.
Play it on easy.
I just need to pick it up. Maybe when I get home, I'll go and I'll pick up Metro 2033 if I can find it, you know, relatively inexpensive. it looks great to me. My only problem with that, you know, demo was I don't think I'm going to be able to take my gas mask home with me. But other than that...
They gave out gas masks and told us not to bring them on a... Don't bring them
on your carry-on luggage.
Right, check it into the check-on
exactly, bag. But I didn't. I only brought a carry-on bag, and to check a bag in cost $25.
First world problems.
I could buy a gas mask.
Why don't you just wear it into the airport?
I think that would go over gangbusters.
All right, what else we got?
Then we checked out Star Trek at the Namco booth.
Uh-huh, right.
And they showed that. That was like in a big like theater-type setting where they were showing the co-op. One person was playing as Spock. One person was playing as Kirk.
Captain Kirk. He's from Star Trek.
Got it.
The only demo that we've seen in 3D this year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't think that's that surprising. Like, the 3D craze.
Less and less every year.
Yeah. It looked like a poor man's co-op Mass Effect. Like, it was. They just showed the combat.
I think calling it even a poor man's Mass Effect is being kind.
I
want to play it. It looks adequate.
I
want to
play it. I like that they're on the ship. They're on the Enterprise. You can walk around the Enterprise. You know, you're on the bridge. I hope that there's more to that game than just a third-person shooter. You're shooting those dinosaur-looking...
The Gorn,
who I have no interest in as a Star Trek enemy, by the way.
It's not even that. It's just so... I think that for some people, it's a very iconic thing. It's the same people. It's the same giant penny people.
We have a name for those people.
Nerds.
Assholes.
Yes, but I'm just surprised that they use that for the video game and not for the movie.
It's weird, yeah. Oh, they're not in the movie either.
I don't think they're in the movie, and that they let that they said that you know the design was done by the design team for the game and not the design team for the movie to have them in show up even in a small way in the background. Yeah. Like, it's kind of like the green girl that showed up in the first movie, where it's kind of a fan of Star Trek the joke. Right. Like, I could kind of see that.
Yeah. I want, like, Klingons. I want to shoot Klingons. I like to shoot humanoids.
Yeah, well, you're not. You're going to be shooting giant lizards.
So after that, we went directly from Star Trek to see Star Wars 1313.
Mm-hmm.
If people have seen the trailer online, I think they saw everything that we basically saw. There's not that much to say about it.
The real unusual thing about what they showed there was they showed a main character in the game that's not the final main character.
It was a placeholder. They didn't want to spoil who the main character is.
They didn't want to tell us that it's got to be Boba Fett. Yeah.
Right, because nobody's going to buy a Star Wars game with no Jedis in it unless you're playing as a super main character from the movie.
Boba Fett.
A.K.A. Boba Fett.
Yeah. I'll be... They didn't show... Like, really, they showed like maybe a minute and a half of like cut scene in game, like an engine cut scene, but cut scene and then a little bit of game
shooting. Yeah.
Yeah. A little bit of shooting.
It looks like, you know, the common phrase that I heard on this is, you know, Uncharted in the Star Wars universe.
I guess.
There's a lot of games that look like Uncharted this year.
Yeah. And it looks, I mean, this game has got to be 3 years out. I would probably guess.
It's going to be on the next gen,
I
would say.
It looks cool. I don't know what else to say. It was a very fun 2 minutes of something to see.
Right. Needs more
Boba. You know what wasn't a particularly exciting 30 minutes to see?
The rest of that demo?
No. Our next one, which was the Elder Scrolls Online.
Oh, my God. You know what's funny? Because I'm sitting in Shipwreck's hotel room right now, and there's giant billboards for the Elder Scrolls Online, and it shows these really awesome character designs on this huge, the size of a building posters. The characters on that building look awesome. I want to play that assassin-y-looking guy on the poster outside Shipwreck's window. The characters in the game look nothing like that billboard.
They look similar to, but a little bit more cartoony.
Almost like, I think they look more like Amalur characters, which was that kind of in-between, not as cartoony as World of Warcraft.
Slightly more realistic looking than Amalur, but yeah, close.
Yeah.
Close.
Especially the color palette. I was surprised. Even the color palette looks a little more...
It's happier than...
Yeah,
than
it's a sunnier look. It was just surprising. It felt almost like that had that action figure look is what I call it, what it looks like to me. Not that kind of realistic Skyrim look. And I don't know if people... I don't know if fans of the Elder Scrolls that are looking for an MMO want to play a game that's essentially World of Warcraft
I don't know. I was bored with it. I'm bored with this.
Yeah.
It was
underwhelming.
But we had to watch that half hour of Elder Scrolls Online so we could see the game that we came to see, which was Dishonored.
Which is badass.
Dishonored might be my favorite game of show so far. And Cheapy didn't get to see it because only two of us could get in, but I think we're going to go back today and try to actually have hands-on time with it because we just got to see them play it. And you basically, it's like Deus Ex, but
fun.
It's set in like a Victorian steampunk type of setting,
which totally works. I think it works better than I thought it was going to with that setting. But what that setting does is it gives them the room to be experimental and invent weapons, which sometimes falls flat. But in this case, from what they showed, really worked. The weapons that they showed were amazingly awesome. Like the grenade that's a spool of barbed wire.
Mm-hmm.
Very cool. The best part about it, more than just how awesome it looks, is how soon that game is coming out.
October. Early October, that game is out, which surprised me. Usually you see a game and it has all these awesome ideas and you're like, oh, that looks great, and then it doesn't come out.
Right.
Like, that's been the theme for E3 for a while. But this is soon. Looks really good. We also checked out Dust 514, which is the free-to-play PSN exclusive that ties in with EVE Online. And it's a very customizable first-person shooter. We had fun with it, I think.
It looked good for free-to-play, certainly.
Yeah.
Very complex.
Had vehicles in it that you could call down, drop out of the sky, get in your vehicles. It's all going to come down to how the money works in there. Because you can use the in-game currency, but then there's the
stuff you pay the real money world. For. Yeah.
It's a very ambitious idea that I'd like to see succeed.
Oh, yeah. It's a very cool idea. Way smarter than we can wrap our heads around.
Right, right.
Yeah.
And then we went to 2K, and we saw a little bit of Spec Ops Online. We played that demo.
That game is hard. That game is balls out hard.
The demo we were thrown into said chapter 13
right.
when it started. So by chapter 13, you have a much better idea of how you have to use cover and what all your controls are and everything.
Right.
But it looked like a really good shooter.
There's a demo on Xbox, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
There is.
You can play the demo today. So we don't even need to talk about that anymore.
Yeah, but we need to talk about Borderlands 2.
Yes, we do.
That looks a lot better than it used to.
Oh my god, is that fun. Shipwreck and I both got a good half hour of hands-on time with that game, and I wanted another 8 hours of hands-on time with that game.
I had a good half hour of time arguing with my wife while you play that.
Yeah.
The cool thing was that everybody had headphones on, so they couldn't hear me, because they were playing the game in that room. They couldn't hear me.
I couldn't hear anything. Shipwreck and I, the demo was co-op, but Chip and I didn't get to play with each other. And I was playing with a guy who I don't think has ever seen Borderlands before, because as soon as we got into the mission, he just started shooting me,
right.
Which kind of defeats the purpose of co-op. Needless to say, we failed the mission, but it didn't keep me from just loving the new guns. And as Shipwreck pointed this out yesterday, and it's very astute, was that the elemental effects of weapons is definitely amped up and more relevant in this game.
If you're shooting somebody, we were shooting robots primarily. If you were using a fire gun or something, it wasn't going to do much damage. You needed to use the corrosive weapons. So you actually had to pay attention to that stuff more than in the first game. The first game, it was all about grabbing whichever gun said it had the most damage and you could just kill everything. This one, it seems like it's better balance to be a more interesting game.
Right.
Yeah, I agree 100%. Yeah, it was that flipping between, my electric shotgun, between that and a corrosive weapon, which wasn't as high a level as my fire-based sniper rifle, but the fire-based sniper rifle just wouldn't do damage on those robots.
Right.
And once I figured that out, which, it's not like it took me that long, it became a much smoother ride. But it's fun to have that kind of strategy considering the amount of stuff there is to pick up, even in that half hour. I think it really expands on that experience.
And it looked a lot better, right? Didn't it look a lot better than the last one?
It looks phenomenal. I played as the dwarf. Shipwreck played as the chick. So
sweet.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, I think that's pretty much everything we saw on day 2. And now we're going to head out for day 3. So Talk to you later.
Sayonara.